Thank you so much. The last time we played here, we really sucked. No, I'm serious. We were bad. I was 12, I think. Sarah would have been 12. Sean was 16. We were not good. It was not pretty. Might have been cute. I don't know. I just remember it. But hopefully we don't suck as much now. That's always the goal. But it is so great to be back. This is one of the first times we've ever played in the Bay Area. So we are stoked out of our minds to be here. So thank you so much for coming. Let me introduce everybody to you really quick. On the fiddle from Vista, California. She likes horses and fishing and bodyboarding and those things.
Those things.
Diet supplement things.
What?
The thing you have to take now.
What?
It's that weird thing. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
It's like, oh no, it's not a, it's a Cliff Bar, only it's for girls.
Oh gosh.
A Luna Bar.
Luna Bar.
Luna Bar.
Diet supplement?
Sorry, it's not a diet supplement. It's a Luna Bar. This is Sarah Watkins on the fiddle. On the guitar, now he's worried. Also from Vista, California, which would seem odd until you found out that they were brother and sister. Sean also likes to bodyboard and puts water wax in his hair. This is Sean Watkins. Revealing band introduction. On the bass, originally from Bowling Green, Kentucky, now residing in White House, Tennessee, doesn't put anything in his hair, and introduced us all to Cliff Bars. We thank him for that. This is Byron House.
And on the mandolin is, I can tell you what he likes. I can tell you what he doesn't like anymore. He used to like Natalie Portman, but it's a recent development, I guess. Just trying to carry the theme with the revealing, revealing introductions,
nice.
And I think he also likes to play ping pong.
And he likes to make spikes out of his head.
I know that's true. He likes. Anyway, this is Chris Thiele on the mandolin.
Quick back announcing, the first thing we did was a song I wrote called Road to Wrigley, and the last thing was the song we've been playing since
we probably played it the first time we were here.
And it probably sucked too. But you know. Oh, the cider. Thank you.
You guys
so much.
Need to get hot cider.
It's totally ripping. No, it really is.
Okay.
But that was You Don't Have to Move That Mountain. Are you in tune, dude?
Our excuse for talking a lot is that Sean has to go into different tunings. And so now he's in tune, so we can't talk anymore. This is one he wrote.
Sorry. I spoke too soon. It's not that. I know.
Scrub. What is it?
This is light. We're going to do a song, actually, that I wrote first. Just so you want that Sean song even worse.
We'll hold you in suspense.
Yep.
On the tips of your seats.
Yeah.
Oh. This is our depressing song.
Hey. It's got hope in it, I think. This is a song, back when I went to school with my friend Adam McKenzie, we were accused of being excessively happy. And so we wrote this song as proof that we weren't always excessively happy or that we could fake it. So, but actually I've become quite attached to lighthouses and this is a song about one. That is so cool. Wow. It's called The Lighthouse's Tale.